USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till it's over there. Yes, men, it's your own program, Command Performance. This week, a special Broadway edition with the stars of the world's biggest city answering your letters addressed to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. The theaters, the broadcasting studios, the concert halls are at your command. You've named the stars, the songs, the acts, and we're sending them your way. And here, in response to an avalanche of mail postmarked everywhere, are half a hundred Pennsylvanians led by Fred Waring.
Thank you, and around the world, hello to you all from a stage full of stars here on Broadway, USA. For every APO and FPO number in the book, a salute and hats off from the 61 Pennsylvanians. The band at your command plays a Simeon Starling of Blue Skies. Thank you very much. As long as you like it that well, we'll play it again later. Any mail sack of command performance letters contains a heavy helping of requests for the First Lady of Radio. So, for PFC Larry Prosser and his buddies Jim, Ralph, and Bob of the 8th Marines, for Private Don Mercantanti and the gang at APO 610, for Tech Sergeant Francis Swayze and the men of 502, and for Gunner Market and the whole crew of the USS Heron, for all you soldiers, sailors, and Marines who've asked for her again and again, here's Kate Smith.
Everything that you do, sure as one and one make two, honey, I'm in love with you. Let me hold your hand, honey, tell me that it's grand, maybe then you understand, honey, I'm in love with you. pretty-headed things, but they're only empty dreams. If you say that you love me too, hey, I would walk a million miles if I could take along your smile. They would all be happy miles. Oh, tell me I'm in love with you. They're only empty dreams. Did you say that you love me too? Say I would walk a million miles if I could take them all your smile. They would all be happy miles, 'cause honey, I'm in love with you.
There, fellas. You know, it's a great thrill reading your mail, and believe me, it's a great thrill answering it. Dave Gibson and all the Jersey boondogglers at 860 write that they used to walk a mile to hear Command Performance. You know, I'm glad that you have your own radio now, boys, because now you can tune us in right there in good old Hut 19. And we were particularly glad to read the part of your letter that said, CP sure breaks up the dull moment and gives these loud winds competition. Well, we're going to keep sending the competition until you have all those winds whipped, including the two biggest bags of wind in the whole world, Tojo and Schickelgruber. And now, in answer to insistent commands from you men overseas, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to bring you a young woman who has made a remarkable achievement in the field of writing and in the field of acting. We know her as the author of Past Imperfect and In Bed We Cry, as well as the leading player in many Broadway successes. Here she is, Miss Ilka Chase.
Thank you, Chase. Thank you, men. I'm glad to be here, and I hope I measure up to your expectations.
Well, Ilka, Lana Turner was here a few weeks ago, and she did fine. So I'm sure you'll measure up.
Oh, come, Kate. Lana and I hardly have the same measurements.
Well, you know, Ilka, I've always admired you on the stage. You always have those sophisticated roles. You're so detached, so aloof. How do you keep that faraway look in your eye?
Oh, it's not hard, Kate. You just think of a quarter of a pound of butter.
Well, anyway, Ilka, I think you're a very fine actress, and I wish you'd do me a favor.
Anything?
Well, there's a young fellow in town who wants to become a dramatic actor. You see, right now he's a comedian, and he feels the change would do both him and the world a lot of good. So, I asked him to come down and see you. And here he is, Phil Baker. Ilka, this is Phil Baker. Phil, this is Ilka Chase.
Gee, Ilka Chase, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overcome. I'm overjoyed.
Call me when this is over.
This is thrilling, but tell me, is that your name, Ilka Chase?
Why, certainly, Phil. Why do you ask?
Well, I saw two sailors following you on Broadway, and I thought it was Chase Ilka.
Oh, Mr. Baker.
What a joke.
Oh. Just what is it you want, Phil?
Well, Ilka, I want to become a dramatic actor. I'm tired of comedy.
Mm. I heard you Sunday. You're tired.
What am I laughing at? Wait a minute. Really, can't you picture me as your leading man?
Well, it's a little hard. You see, up till now, I've been getting them from this generation.
I see what you mean. After all, I'm not so old. 32.
Care to try for 64?
Sure.
That's all, brother.
Well, I know I can act. I remember my first part in a play. I only had one line. Mr. Hogan, will you pass the tomatoes? Mr. Hogan, will you pass the tomatoes? I walked out on the stage. It was my big chance.
What happened?
The audience beat Mr. Hogan to it. Ilka, I can really be a great actor. When I go out on the stage, I'm just like Raymond Massey. Yes, sir, Raymond Massey.
Phil, there's quite a difference between Massey and Messy. Tell me, why do you want to turn to dramatic? You play the accordion, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm tired of squeezing out a living. I want to become an actor. You ought to be able to help me, Ilka.
Well, Phil, I just finished the dramatization of my latest book, In Bed We Cry. But I just can't think of a part in it for you. You see, the hero is the Charles Boyer type.
Did you say Charles Boyer?
He's wonderful. Women are always in his arms.
Yes, I love you. I love you.
No wonder they're in his arms. They have to hug him to hear him.
Well, just the same, Phil. His charms are like some potent drug.
What about me?
Well, you're kind of a dope, too.
Thank you.
But, Phil, I'll tell you what I'll do. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a chance at that part. We'll run through a scene right now. Now, in this scene, I come into your beauty shop for some treatment, and you try to make love to me.
Like Charles Boyer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get started.
I beg your pardon. Is this the Peter Pan beauty salon?
Oui, oui, madame. This is the Peter Pan salon. 6 treatments and your pan, she peter out.
I'm looking for a perfume. Something like Midnight in Paris.
Perfume? I see you have the taste for finer things. Just put a dab of this behind the ear. Men will follow you for miles. This is the rarest aroma of all.
Oh, tell me, what is it?
Scotch, 90 proof. Liquid gold, they call it. But another business. You are so beautiful. Come, let me crush you in my arms and kiss you. Come to me. Mm-hmm. How is that, eh?
Oh, darling, you're so...
Yes,
so...
tell me.
How do you say it in French?
Yes.
So, 4F.
4F. But, madame, vous êtes so wrong.
Stop the sketch. Sorry, Phil, I've seen enough of your acting. I just couldn't get you the part. You're not the Charles Boyer type.
Now, just a minute. What has Charles Boyer got that I haven't got?
I don't know, but yours hasn't finished basic training, and his is ready for OCS.
I see what you mean.
Thank you, Ilka Chase and Phil Baker. This is Fred Waring, back again and back again to the mail. Several months ago, one of America's great actors appeared on another of your armed forces radio programs, Mail Call. He read a piece about flying written by an American pilot. From air bases in every part of the world have come requests for him to repeat it. So here is a command performance for Orson Welles.
Thank you, Fred Waring. Early in the war, a flight of planes, tired from battle, flew over England's great silver marker, the chalk cliffs of Sussex. Their pilots knew they were home again. But that day, one plane did not return. Its pilot was an American boy, John G. McGee, Jr. He knew the weariness of combat flying, but he also knew the inspiration of flight. He wrote about it. And flyers in many parts of the world have read what he wrote and loved it. Here at home, they've placed Johnny McGee's lines in the Library of Congress, next to the great writings of all time. The men who fly, who've asked me to read this on command performance, I thank for the privilege. Here's Johnny McGee's sonnet, High Flight.
Thank you.
slip the surly bonds of earth and dance the skies on laughter's silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done a hundred things you have not dreamed of. Wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark or even eagle flew. And while with silence, lifting mind, I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand, and touch the face of God.
Thank you, Orson Welles. We don't have to dig deep into the mailbag to find commands from this next number, and the Pennsylvanians are happy for the opportunity of sending it your way. It's for Lenny Schultz and a group of Navy Seabees in Australia, and we're beaming it out to Dutch, Don, Cliff, Tex, Eddie, James, Andy, Bill, and Stearns at 9:38. We're bouncing along the killer cycles to Tom Lamb, West African Forces of the RAF. And we're swinging it over the short and long waves to Bob and the gang at 929. And it's riding the GI network to those eight sentimental sergeants somewhere in Alaska. Peterson, Craner, George, Salverson, Spear, Hamburg, Loss, and Bones Harding. The Pennsylvanians at your command, sing and play In My Arms.
Your ambition to pass a little ammunition.
Give your girl in my arms tonight.
I'll be heading for the very thick of the fight. Now you can wine and dine and cigarette me, but if you want to really get me,
give your girl in my arms tonight. Come to the door, I'll be gone.
Now, does anybody want to please treat me right? You can chase your shaving cream and lotion if I'm going to cross the ocean.
Give your girl in my arms tonight.
Not be greater, but I can do my reading later.
That pair of socks are going to wear well, but I could use a warmer farewell.
I've lots of photographs to pin up, but if you want to keep my pins up,
let me repeat this song of sorrow. I don't know where I'll be tomorrow.
Give me girl in my
this is Kate Smith again, and I'd like to read part of a letter from Raymond Jackson and the boys at APO 953. Ray wrote his letter in rhyme, and here's how it goes. Being as how we're missing you, thought we'd drop you a line or two. Command Performance, USA, lend a hand and take it away. We would surely like to hear a song or two of yesteryear. Something old and something new. Something to cheer us whenever we're blue. Here's your answer, Ray. All you boys at 953, that command sure pleases me. So here's something old and something new, and we're sending them off with all our love to you. There'll be sun kissing and moon kiss night when sweethearts meet again by and by. There'll be twilight past and moonlight walk, while friendly stars above light the sky. I see couples in a peaceful little cottage, so cozy and warm, living in a world of love and laughter directly after the storm. There'll be sun-kissed days and moon-kissed nights when sweethearts meet again by and by. There are a lot of things you remember about home. Sitting on the squeaky porch swing on the front veranda, the wind along Main Street touching the tops of the poplars, the evening cool and quiet. You remember the jalopies and the white courthouse and the old gang down at the corner drugstore having a malted milk. Yes, and the kid next door who always had girl trouble and would come home slouching along, mumbling a tune. It might have been something like this. I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, he will be waiting. He'll be the truest doll in all this world. Hey, I'd rather have a paper doll to call my. First met her, Betty Jane or Marjorie, Barbara. There was that first night you walked home with her. You held her hand. There were touches of starlight dancing in her eyes. Maybe this is the song you'd like to sing to her now. I can tell you this. I'm sure it's the one that she wants to sing to you. Oh, won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always.
satisfied, I'd be at your side. Sunday, Monday, or always. No need to tell me now what makes this world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. Oh, what am I to do? Can't I be with you Sunday, Monday, or
sidewalks of New York, from the East River over to the Hudson, from the Harlem River to the Bay, and down the curfew to your Manhattan command. You know, there's something about appearing on command performance, something which makes us awfully proud. Maybe you can understand it when you realize that we are show people. And being show people, nothing can compare with that great feeling of pride to be commanded to play before the finest audience on the whole face of the earth. This is Kate Smith saying, thanks for listening, and so long, fellas.
And this is Fred Waring, speaking for the rest of the gang and adding a word of goodbye to Kate. Keep shooting those letters our way, and we'll keep shooting the stars to you.
This is Jimmy Wallington putting up the shutters on another Command Performance. This edition of Command Performance reaches you from New York, was produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.